Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 26th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those in need of a refuah shalema, including the names of all those whom we daven for, in particular, the four children, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chena, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinoch, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, and Tinoch, Ben, Ziona, Sarah, Mirei, and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive, Arvin Tanel, Ben, Sonet, Tiona, and Iran, and our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. You may have noted I did not mention Edmund Gershkovitz's name because earlier this morning a deal had been reached between, I believe, the U.S., Russia, and I think Germany, and Edmund Gershkovitz was released. Our tefillos matter. They make a difference. We've been davening for Evan. His name has been mentioned on this call for months and months. His name's been listed in the daily email. And Chas de Hashem, thank God he's been released and either on his way back or is already now in the USA. So our tefillos really make a difference. Let's keep it up. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shalom Mimran of Congregation in Dor Tikva in Charleston, South Carolina, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We're followed by Rabbi Mimran slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then the three Mishabeach we say here on a daily call for our brave soldiers, for those being held captive. And Rabbi Mimran will conclude with the Mishabeach Vacholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mimran.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. And I do want to speak a little bit about the power of our tefillos, of our prayers. And as you mentioned, Baruch Hashem, Evan Gershowitz was released today. As you mentioned, coming to the U.S. through Germany, and you really see how Yeshua Hashem keherifayin, and here we are, 300 days into this war, one that we didn't see coming, and seems sometimes that there's almost no end in sight. A number of hostages is hard to comprehend, and you know it feels like Chas v'Shalom, a bigger war could break out any time. And it's, you know, we should always reassure ourselves and remind ourselves of the power of our tefillos. And today we see a little bit of a Yeshua in that way, a little bit of a salvation. And, you know, of course, no matter where we are, our hearts are with our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. And it's natural for us to feel worried and to wonder what's going to happen. Is our tefillos really going to help? And we've been davening for so long. When's this big Yeshua going to come? And it's nice to see this reassurance that we saw today and heard today, but we want to see it on a bigger scale. We want the headlines to stop looking like this doom and gloom that we've become accustomed to since Shemini Atzeret, since the 7th of October. We've been davening for so long. And I want to mention a story that I heard recently about Rav Pinchas Menachem Malach. He settled in Israel after much suffering in Siberia in 1970. Unfortunately, later that year, his wife passed away following a painful illness, and he left behind, you know, obviously him, a grieving husband, and seven orphans. and they were different ages, between 13 years old and even a child less than a year old. Now, during the final years of his mother's life, there was a five-year-old child. His name was Yanko. He spent much of his time at his aunt's home. He would go there to play, you know, and his aunt would make sure to shower him with attention to make up for where his mother couldn't be present for him. And although he was young, he was, you know, an intuitive child, and he couldn't put his finger on it, but he knew that there was something wrong. So to be safe, you know, whenever he left the house to go stay by his aunt's home, he would go say goodnight to his mother, who was ill in bed. And the dreaded day came when the young mother passed away, she left the world. And the family felt that he was too young, Yankel, this five-year-old, was too young to be taken to the levaya, to the funeral. The night after the levaya, he was unaware and he found on his regular routine. And he was in the home and there was words of distraction. They tried to bribe him, but nobody could convince him to go to his aunt's house. The more that he was told to leave his home, the car was waiting for him, the more he wanted to just say goodnight to his mother. And he wasn't taking no for an answer. And finally, he broke the hearts of everybody there as he began searching around, running frantically from room to room, from bed to bed, crying, you know, mommy, mommy, where are you? Why are you hiding from me? You know, aren't you going to say goodnight to me? And as he grew more desperate and hysterical, the siblings started crying until this reverberated around the house, mommy, mommy, please stop hiding. At long last, a kind family member picked Yankel up and carried him to the waiting car to go to the aunt's house so eventually he could calm down and begin to accept the reality. It took a while. The crying in the house stopped. And then Yankel's older sister, Yecheved, waited a moment and sat down next to her father, Rav Pinchas Menachem Malach, to ask him the question, how could it be that such intense crying wouldn't cause Hashem to bring mommy back to life? To say goodnight to Yankel. How could the agonizing tears of such a young child not bring about Tchias HaMeisim? Now, Rav Pinchas Menachem himself was a Ben Aliyah, a very elevated individual with an unusual bitachon. He was born to a family of Gera Chassidim, also close to the Nevadic Chassidim. Now, he lived Chavis Alvavis, and he said, my daughter Yecheved, I need to tell you, do you think for a moment that Yankel's crying was in vain? Do you think that Hashem takes our tears and throws them in the garbage? Believe me, he said, all tears will accomplish something. Every tefillah goes somewhere. I'm telling you, Yecheved, he said in Yiddish, mevaint nisht fargonisht. We don't cry for nothing. Our tears are never in vain. And she accepted the answer. They went through the difficult days of the Shiva. And as it went, days passed, they slowly got into routine. Eventually, this Rav Pinchas Menachem, he got remarried. And his second wife, they had the two children. Now, fast forward to this little boy, his name, Yankel, when he was up in Shiduchim, he was older. Now, generally they begin in the Hasidic world, Shiduchim, at a younger age than in the Ashkenazi world, the Litvisha world. But this Yankel, he didn't find his basharet until he was approaching his mid-20s. So it was relatively late for them. Now, eventually he found his basharet, found a wonderful girl from an amazing home, and they got married in 1989, in Sivan 1989, and they settled in Yerushalayim. 2 months later, in the middle of the month of Av, Yankel mentioned to his wife that he was planning to get together with his siblings that night for his mother's yahrzeit. Now, surprisingly, she looked disappointed. He said, why are you disappointed? And she said, tonight's my birthday. I was hoping we could celebrate with a special dinner, but it's fine, we can wait till tomorrow. Now, he heard that response. He began to think, how fascinating that her Yiddish birthday was on the same day as his mother's yahrzeit. And then it dawned on him, it wasn't just the same day, but it was the exact year. Exact same year. And Wahashkach, he picked up the phone and he called his sister to ask her some details. And this Yecheved, who answered the phone, she nearly dropped the phone. She remembered, she had these vivid recollections of the traumatic episode that happened that night. When they came back from the levaya and this little Yanko was screaming around the house, mommy, mommy, where are you? She remembered the pain, the hysterics, the crying, the agony. And she remembered her father saying, tears don't go to waste, we don't cry for nothing. And Yecheved asked Yanko if his wife had a birth certificate. And she did. And they checked. The exact time she was born was the exact moment that this Yankel was crying the hysterical cries, asking, mommy, where are you? My friends, you know, sometimes we cry, Tata Hashem, why are you hiding? Where are you? You know, answer our tefillahs. We're 300 days into a war with a terror group with no end in sight. And the hostages and war feels like it could chas v'shalom break out on so many fronts. at any time, we may wonder what's happening to our tefillos, what's happening to our tears. And the answer is we shouldn't wonder this. Every tear is a tear of rebirth, of rebuilding, and no tefillah goes unanswered. Those are the tears that may just bring happiness and joy at the end of all of this. And the long story short, we can't understand Hashem. I'm trying to understand Hashem is like a one-year-old trying to understand from an adult why they can't run across the road. Or a three-year-old who wants the seventh plate of ice cream. You just don't get it. But one thing we know, we can't understand Hashem who created this vast universe. But one thing we know is we don't cry for nothing. And I think we have to remember this, that our iron dome is Hashem and our defense system is our tefillah. You know, this week's Parashat Matos, we learn about the power of words. And it's the opposite of the nowadays mantra, sticks and stones can break our bones, but not words. No, words in Judaism and Yiddishkeit carry real weight. As in this week's Parashat, talks about the power of Nedarim, Yidor Neda, and goes on and on, Ishki Yidor Neda, Ishak Yidor Neda. What's this idea of making of our words and tefillah? They carry real weight. And we have to understand this. And this is what we should keep in mind as we daven today and every day. We'll start the Tehillim by reciting Tehillim Chaf, Chapter 20. Lamaseach Mizmael David, Yan Chadinoi Bian Sarah, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitian Yisadecha, Yizkor Komin Chaysech, Vailot Chaydash Nasela, Yitian Lachochil Bavecha, Vacholasos Choyim Alei, Nuranano Bishua Secha, Bishem Elohim Nigdol, Yemalei Adinoi Kol Mishale Secha, Atoyodati Kiyashi Adinoi Mishichoi, Yanehu Bishmei Kodshoi, Vigurois Yeshayim Minoi, אלה ורכב ואלה והסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הימו קראו ונפל ואנחנו קמנו ונפדות. אדוני הושיע המלך ענינו וינקרנו. תהילים חף גימו, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני ראי לא יחסר. בינוי סדשא ירביצנו על מי מנוחי שינה עליני. נפשי ישובב ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמוי. גם כי אלך וגייס המוות לא יוררו כי אתו עמודי. שבתכו משמתכו הימו ינחמוני. תארוך לפני שולחון נגד צוררוי, תשען טוב השמן ראשי כסי רבויה, אך טוב וחסד ירפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבייס אדינוי, בערך ימים. תהילים קוף א', chapter 121. שיר למה אלויס, אסו עיני אלה הורים, מאין יבוי עזרי, עזרי מאים אדינוי עושי שמיים וארץ, אל יתן למות רגלך, אל יונום שמרך, הנה לא יונום ולא ישון שמר ישראל. אדינוי שמרך, אדינוי צלך, על יד ימינך, ימום השמש לא יקק וירח בלילה, אדינוי ישמרך מקורו, ישמור את נפשך, אדינוי ישמור את צלך ובייך, מעתו ויד אלום. תהילים קוף למד, chapter 130. שירה מעלויס ממעמקים, קרוסיך אדינוי, אדינוי שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזנך קשובויס לקול תחנינוי, אם אבינוי תשמריה. אדינוי מי עמוד, כי עמך הסליחה למען תברי, כביסי אדינוי כבשר נפשי ולדברוי היכולתי, נפשי לאדינוי משמרים לבויקר, שמרים לבויקר, יחל ישראל אל אדינוי, כי עם אדינוי החסד והרבה עמוי פדוס, והוא יפתץ ישראל מכל אבוני סוב. תהילים קמ"ד Chapter 142. Maskil le David, Yosoi v'amaras tefilo, Koyli el Adinoi ezok, Koyli el Adinoi ezchanon, Eshpoich lefanov sichi, Tzorasi lefanov agid, V'satei polai ruchi, V'ato yodato nusiv osi, Boi rachzu ahalech, Tomru fachli, Habeit yomin urei, Veli makir, Ovad monois mimeni, Ein doireish lenafshi, צועקתי אליך, אדינוי, אמרתי אתו מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו אל רינוסי, כי דלוי סימיועד, הצילני מרוי דפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאו ממזכר נפשי, לא ידוי ששמך, ויחתירו צדיקים, כי סגמו אלולוי. עושה אחינו. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנצונם בצורו ובשביו, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבושו, המוקר מרחם עליהם ויוצאים מצור הלבוכו, מאפל אל אוירו ומשיבד לגאולו, השתו בעגולו ובזמן קוריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishabeach l'chayle tzahal for the IDF. Mishabeach avitzeinu Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov v'yivarech et chayle tzahal ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshe kuchas ha'bitachon ha'imdim al mishmar ha'atzeinu v'arei Eloheinu מקבול הלבנים והמדבר מצרים ומן היום הגדול עד לבוי הרבו ובכל מקום שהם ביבשו באוויר וביום ייתן אדוני סובינו הקומים עלינו נגופים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויצל את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקו מכל נגע מחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם יבר שנינו תחתים ועצים בקצר ישועה ועצס ניצחון ויקיים בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אליכם אליך עמכם ללוחם לוחם עם אויביכם לא ישאר אתכם ונאמר אמן. Mishabeach l'shvuyim for those held in captivity. Mishabeach avaytzein Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo v'Yivarech v'Yishvam v'Yinses Nedrei Tzva Haganah l'Yisrael v'Shvuyav v'et kol achinu anasunim b'atzor v'ashivya v'avur shekol akol HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel b'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malerach Mimaleihem v'Yetzim Michoshech v'Tamavetz u'Mosrotzehem Yinatek u'Mimitzukoseihem Yeshiyahim ישיב מהר לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסוי ונפלא יסוד מבני אדם, ויקיהם בהם מקרוק שכסוב, ופתי אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ורימה, ושמחת אלו מה ראשם, ססוין ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יוגן ואנוכה, ונאמר אמן. We'll finish with a מישבח, לחלם for those sick and ill. מישבח, אבי סינה, והמצחק ויעקב, מישה וארן דוד ושלמה, יובוס, וירפי אס, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Yirach Mimalav Lachinam Rafetam Lachvikam Yachetetam Yishlach Lai Meher Rafur Shalem Min HaShemayim Geramachim Vorehim Vekasashata Gidei Misuch Shachol Yisrael Rafur Asa Nefesh Rafur Asa Guf Hashto Ba'agolo Vizman Kariv V'nemar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mimran. We look forward to having you back on the program. Yir Shem, please God, in the near future. Really beautiful way of tying in your remarks to the really incredible news about Evan Gershkovitz, and we should continue to have much good news for all of Am Yisrael swiftly, quickly. And again, thank you so much for being with us here on the program. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, whether we're on the call or not, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.